All right, live from the Salisbury Studios, episode 10 of Until They Kick Us Out. Here are your hosts, Nikki France and Simone Reddington.
Hi.
We're here.
Oh, my God.
Christmas.
Christmas extravaganza.
I'm Nikki France.
And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you live from the Salisbury Center podcast studio, Wild Style Network at the Salisbury Center Manassas.
And our screwed that up. It's out of Manassas until they kick us out.
I have my glasses on. I'm trying not to.
Why don't you have your glasses on?
I don't know. I've only said this 10 times. I know. I don't know why I'm messing it up so bad.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully, we have Allie's on, so we have one viewer. Yes. Allie, if you are our only viewer, you are guaranteed to win a prize.
I really quickly would like to introduce our. We have a party. So, John, if we could show. If we could show our other extra guest, hello,
yes!
Haley and Courtney. It is a pajama party.
Yes, Haley's home for the holidays.
Yes.
Haley, say hello. What school do you go to?
I go to JMU.
Go Dukes!
Yeah.
Courtney, what school do you go to?
Courtney doesn't even have
school
her phones
of
on.
School of Hard Knocks. School of Hard
Knocks. All right, before...
Yay, we have a few
people. Oh, we have
watching.
A few people on. Oh my gosh, we were very embarrassed that we were going to have like four people.
Well, there are four now.
Well, there's four.
So we want...
Yes,
we
people, tune in. We have so many awesome prizes. Let's go ahead and start with the one. We had our promo post that was out before.
That if you liked, commented, and shared, your name went into...
this box
that Haley wrapped
all of our,
because college don't pay for itself. And this is when she came home, mommy had her do a lot of different things.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is one of them. So
okay, so let's pick a name. Who won the $100 gift card?
$100 HMI gift card can be used
and
at,
it's yeah, you can use it at here, name those places,
a bunch of different places in Manassas, Art Factory, Black Metal Mercantile,
dude,
CJ Finn's, Carmelo's. Who is it?
Janet Plepiak. You won. You won a $100 gift card for you and Tim to go out on a date.
And you can go to Syracuse.
I mean, there's like 30 plus places.
Creative Brush Studio. Oh, you can use it at Domino's. Filigree.
Tangs.
Shining Soul.
You can use it at Tangs.
Monza. Tangs. What else we got here? Puerto Rico Cafe. Siam Classic. Sinistral. Remember,
there's a
that
bunch
name?
Of places.
Studio Lux Boutique.
So, Janet, it is your responsibility to reach out to me so I can give you your gift card. Okay.
You need that. Congratulations,
I'll put this off to
Janet.
The side.
Great.
Yes. Okay, let's get rid of this.
Let's get rid of that. Anyway, so if you had seen our post leading up to this, you know that kind of what we were going to do tonight, or do some amazing giveaways. And I give Simone 100%, well, 99%, because I did bring one thing, of which is right behind me, for getting all, curating all of these wonderful things that we're going to give away today.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, the devil works hard. Simone Marie Reddington works harder.
Damn straight.
We have all of these wonderful things for you.
Yes.
Oh my God, look.
Oh, Jennifer said hi, Haley.
Maybe.
Yes.
I love it.
So we have, you can, there's options on how to answer questions or how to get participate
and this is
in the
our
giveaway.
First time doing this. I don't know if
so we really don't know what the hell we're doing. If you can't tell, you can
call.
We have a phone number, 855-77-WILD. That's 855-77-9933. So if you want to answer a question, get on the horn and call.
And wild spelt with a Y.
Wild is spelled W-Y-L-D-E.
That's why I gave them the number
option.
Don't
do it yet. Don't do it yet.
Don't do it yet.
But when we do, when we go to that portion, you can call in.
Yes.
And then that would be really fun. And then we might do some of our trivia just through our comment section to see who gets to it first. But we'd like to try the call-in thing first, because I think it would be a really good time.
Yeah. And again, we can do a video call, too.
Yeah.
Because we want to see your pajamas.
Yeah. In case anyone wants to do that. But again, if you want to write this down or just plug it in your phone, it's 855-779-9533.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
What have you been up to?
Oh, my God. So last night we had our PR Partners Bristow. I was like, Prince William County. PR Partners Bristow had our Christmas party.
Fun! I know, Salisbury, I saw the setup Center. Downstairs. It looked a lot of fun. Like, a lot of fun.
We always, I think it's like the third or fourth year, they give it to us. We get to do it in the lobby. So we keep it there. We have karaoke set up. We do games.
Is that what the stage was for? Karaoke?
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah. And then, but we do games. We do a Secret Santa. Tony's, we bring that in. It caters. Yum. And we just have a really good time. All in all, it was wonderful. So I wanted to say this. If you are looking for, like, host an event and you're like, the Salisbury Center is, like, way too big for me to rent. Especially on, like, off nights, like weeknights, you know, they will parcel out and do
a space, an appropriate space, size
for whatever it is you're looking for. If you want to have a bar, if you want to have a bartender, they'll hire one to come in, if you want to do all that. So this space is so multi-use. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, it was great because we just have it right in the front and it's just enough space for us and just to have a really good time.
Yeah. And you had a good time. You seem very, like, alert and fine today.
I
didn't party too hard.
I had a perfect amount of time. Good time. You know what I mean? Did you have a party over the weekend?
I did have a party over the weekend. Last night I hosted my favorite people, my Manassas Garden Club members. We had a couple of students from Seton perform and they sung Christmas carols and show tunes all night. It was a really good time. The food was really good. Hi, Manassas Garden Club. My peeps.
Hi, Seton kids.
And it was a good time.
Hey, kids.
It was a really, really good time.
Desiree! Back to you, Simone. Take it away.
See, I told you, Haley, the screen is very distracting.
It's very distracting.
But we love it.
Yeah,
we
can't love it.
Live without it yet. We can't function with it.
But yeah, Simone one time was like, and then he took his last breath, and then we were just like,
God,
like,
grow up. You tend to forget.
Breezy's texting.
Over the weekend, Yoko Says No. You know they're my favorite. Mm-hmm. What's up, Chris? They were at Sinistral, and it was so cool because number one, Yoko Says No is freaking so much fun. They are a party and a half. But they had Doug, my favorite saxophone player that normally plays on Tuesday nights with Blaine, and he normally plays with his band, the Bad Press Band. He was with Yoko Says No, and it was like a jamming good time. I was busy prepping for the Manassas Garden Club party, so I couldn't spend a lot of time there, but I got to see Fernando and Howard.
Hello.
And Dana and Matt Brennan, good time. All my peeps.
I love Matt Brennan.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you do for food for your party?
I cooked. Everybody brought an appetizer or dessert.
Yeah.
And then I made a ham and I made green beans and I made this potato dish. Haley, weren't the potatoes like incredible?
Yeah.
They were really good. They were potatoes Romanoff. And they were really freaking good. So yeah, that's what we ate. Are you even listening to me?
I am. I'm talking to Breezy because she says she can.
What's up, Breezy?
She's like, hey, can we click the link to join?
Piper's watching.
We are afraid to click. And I'm like, I don't know when we ask a question.
I think want to video into the party. I think John put the link up. I don't think that's like a bot.
Yeah, no, that's me.
John, that's legit.
That's me, yeah.
That's legit. So that's not going to take you to like a porn site.
Yeah,
she
can click it. Yeah.
Oh,
click it, Breeze. Get it, girl.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Let's say what's up.
Yeah, what's up? That's a cool person's way to say it. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey,
I have a lot of Diet Coke with me today.
She's like, I need a drink, and then sips soda.
Well, I mean, it's 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. But I am one step ahead. I'm already in my pajamas for tonight.
And it's like a full gown, nightgown.
It's a granny gown. It's okay. Very, very comfortable.
It's so good. What else?
What else? I went to Susan Dahmer reached out through our Facebook page to tell us about the Manassas Baptist Children's Choir. Mm-hmm. And I went to the concert and I'm so glad I did.
We have our first video couple in. You want them on the screen?
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're not frozen. I'm hoping there's holding still in excitement.
Yes. Oh. Let's see what we get. I can't handle it. Let me see.
They're frozen.
But I love it.
She would not hold still that long. Oh, she's got that. So John Hart gave them that painting
in the background
for their wedding. I believe that was a wedding
gift. I love that.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Again, Breezy, we don't know what the fuck.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, tell us about the Manassas, the Baptist.
So Susan Dahmer reached out and they were the cutest kids. They were second to fourth graders. And well, I mean, they had a variety of ages, I think up to like seventh grade or eighth grade. But in particular, I must say the second through fourth graders are my favorite. They sung a song with Tic Tacs. They used Tic Tacs as instruments.
Aww.
Oh my gosh, they sung a song in Japanese about a red dragonfly. It was very sweet. I love kids' voices that I don't have to take home.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm glad those days are over. Jeez. Well, that's
so that
awesome.
Was good.
Hopefully we get to go next year. I think it was a night we were working.
Yeah, it was a Sunday. Yeah. It was kind of an off time. Yeah, but I thought, you know what? I'm free. I'm going to go up there and check it out.
I love that.
So
this flower gallery story, I don't know if it's going to translate to everyone else as funny as it was, as someone that was like getting the texts about it, like in like real time.
It was an eventful day.
Because I was working. And so I'm like getting texts on my watch and she's like, this happened. And I'm like, this bitch is making this shit up.
I swear I did not. I went to flower gallery with my peeps, Manassas Garden Club. There's Janet. Yes. There is our winner.
Congratulations.
A $100 gift card. What's up, girl? Oh my gosh, this is too funny. Are you in your jams?
Is she frozen?
She's
too?
She's frozen too. Shit. Video call in and get frozen.
Call in.
We're gonna take You'll a very frozen. Awkward.
I just love where it freezes too.
Shot of you,
Rania. Here's a time I can get on board with. Not me. Courtney and I usually are in bed, but like 8:45.
I know. Like, yeah, we need to make sure we wrap this up by 9.
Anyway, so you're at
I'm at Flower Gallery making an arrangement.
You're with the Garden Club.
And our president, Carol Fitzwater, went to pull some greenery out of a box, and damn it, there wasn't a lizard stuck to it. And that lizard was like, I thought it was dead because it was like frozen.
Yeah.
And then I kind of like felt it. And yeah, it was frozen like our video calls. And so I touched it and I could tell it was still alive. And I was like, well, Haley had a bearded dragon. So I was solely going off of that knowledge. Mm-hmm. I was like, they're not supposed to be this cold. So I put it in my pocket while I arranged the flowers. And it totally freaked everybody out. Like the woman who was helping me was like, I'm not going to help you anymore.
That Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. And then so it was there and it was laying in my pocket for the longest time. And then I was talking to Carol and I felt it wake up and run into my hair. And I was like, this little buddy's going to go. Doug Burrows, who I love, who owns Flower Gallery, was like, it's time to take him out back. He was like, the back door is open. Release that sucker. It was a pine lizard, which are native to the East Coast. And so I was like, well, you're going to be fine in this cold weather. But then I went home and my cat was in the yard and she was acting weird. And I realized she had a live mouse in her mouth. And so when I went up to her, she spit it out. And I stepped forward to pick the cat up and take her inside with me. And damn it, that mouse didn't grab a hold of my tennis shoe and run up my pants.
Run up her pants. Like
that's like everybody's worst
how
fear.
How far up did it get?
It got, well, I cut it off at my knee. And then I started stomping like a maniac to get it to shake out. And then once it came out, I took off running and my cat started running too. She was like, what the hell's going on?
Where are we going? So anyway,
so yeah, in one day I had two like creepy crawly incidents. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the end of the world. I'm still here. I'm still alive.
Christmas, a lizard was in my bra.
Just get rid of the football. I was
no. What is happening?
What is that?
What do we hear?
We have a few people on Zoom trying to work on getting them to turn their cameras on.
Okay.
Well, then let's do a question.
Yeah. Do we have a call? Do we have anybody that we can ask a question to?
I have a Sarah iPhone and a Desiree, but I have Janet on now. So let's go to Janet. Janet was the first one. So give me a second.
She already won a prize.
Well, let's just say hi to Janet real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
Janet, can you hear us?
Can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you and we can see you. Is Tim there with you?
Oh my God. He's on the computer.
He's like, Janet, I don't want to be on there. Don't bug me.
He's like, this is our house.
I love it. Merry Christmas, Janet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Aww. Congratulations on your prize.
Thank you.
And always, Janet,
Simone,
thank you so much.
I'll be by for breakfast in the morning.
There you go. Oh. Thank you for your support. You're one of our like, biggest constant supporters.
I know.
We appreciate it
and
so
I love
much.
It. Love you.
Oh, because I love you guys.
We love you.
Thanks for calling in, Janet.
Yeah. So, now, so should we...
Let's give, like, somebody get on the line. Somebody get on the phone, and when we have a phone call, we'll...
Well, I have Sarah, if you want to go to Sarah.
Is that the first person that called in?
That is the next person in line.
Oh, okay, great.
Is that
Sarah Harover?
Sarah.
Hi.
Who is this?
It's Sarah Harover. How are you?
Sarah. All right, Sarah. You are our first question.
Hi, Julie. I see
okay.
you.
Okay.
Sarah, can you turn on your video for us?
You don't. She's like,
So fun.
So, Sarah, before I pick a question, pick a number, pick a prize.
Pick a number?
Yeah,
pick
one, one through 10.
Are you watching football? 10. Where's 10? Where's 10? Oh, it's right here by me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to put this off to the side, and we're going to pick a question. Sarah, you better get all these right.
I better.
All right, Sarah, you ready?
Yep, ready.
What is the title of the controversial Oscar-nominated movie that was produced by Paramount Studios, which filmed a small portion on our very own West Street?
My son, John.
You got it! Woo! My son, John.
Tell us you won.
1952 American political drama filmed a portion on West Street, and it starred Walker. I can't remember his name.
I think the house that's
Robert
for
Walker.
Sale right now.
It is. That house is for sale. So you could own a piece of Paramount
history.
Studios history. So what did you win, Sarah?
I'm mortified.
Let's see. What did Sarah win? PR Partners Hair Care Basket.
There's shampoo, conditioner, hairspray, mousse. There's a bunch of fun things in here. It's what's right behind
fun.
Me.
Yeah. Sarah, I'll hook up with you to deliver that.
Wonderful. Thanks, lady.
Congratulations.
Keep
thank
doing
you so
what
much.
You're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
hi,
Anne. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
That's
all right.
Fun. Yeah, so fun. That was awesome.
Okay, you got Desiree on there? Is she still on? Let's do another.
I love it.
So I got callers everywhere, but I have another Sarah, and then I have a Michelle.
Y'all, we were really worried that we were going to have to create accounts and start calling in.
Sarah A would be...
Okay, Sarah's.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next Sarah.
This is the Sarah portion of the program.
Yeah. Julie whispers hi back.
Hello? Sarah?
I am obsessed with this technology. Like that we don't know.
I'm blown away.
We're going to Michelle. Michelle is there and I have video for her.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Pick
how are you?
Number, Michelle.
Did Jesse just run into a closet behind you so he wasn't on screen?
Is that like her husband or kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michelle, you're going to have to unmute your mic.
You're muted, girl.
Oh, yeah. She's so pretty.
So fun. I love the tree in the background.
Michelle owns Salon 414 here in Old Town Manassas.
I met her. Oh, I'm glad she didn't win the
Are you doing
hair care.
No, I'm scared. Girl, do it.
All right.
I'm with you. What?
What's that noise?
All right, am I good?
There you are. Okay. All right, Michelle, pick a number. One through 10.
Six.
One through nine.
Six. Right there.
Oh, she has it on. Oh, God.
How would they
sound
like?
Okay. I'll pick a question.
Did I not do that quiz, bro? Huh? I don't want to do a quiz.
Okay.
I thought you might. I probably
this, Michelle. Get ready. Name the historical estate, the first to be believed to have air conditioning, that was built in Manassas by Robert Portner in the early 1890s.
All right, what's the question again?
Name the historical estate that the first to be believed to have air conditioning that was built in Manassas by Robert Portner in the early 1890s.
Famous house estate.
Like a residential house?
He did live in
Robert Portner built it in the late 1890s.
Portner. Portner.
Is it that little house on the corner, that Portner house, the little brick one?
I'm not going to answer it for you, Michelle.
Oh. Okay, well, then that's my answer.
So close. All right. Okay.
Well, got to take our
Sit
next.
Sit tight, Michelle.
Got to take our next caller then.
We're going to cut you off.
Bye.
Poof. Michelle, I love you. All right. First answer, Anna Berg Manor.
Are we going by the chat?
Yes.
All right, Mandy Gannon.
Mandy Gannon.
You have won a gift card to Katerina's Greek Cuisine.
$100
$100
Katerina's.
I'm not going to give this to Courtney to hide.
Yes.
I promise we will give it to you. But $100 for a saying, and it was Annenberg Manor.
I have a Breezy on the line as well.
Oh, well, yeah, she's about to be mad because she didn't know she could answer on the chat, I bet. We're working as we go, people. This is how it's going. Breeze Louise.
Where you at, Breezy?
Is she there?
Annenberg
Manor. She left on me.
Okay.
Annenberg Manor did it. It's I was reading up on it, and the air conditioning thing, Robert Portner developed. He was the one that developed the technology to he wanted to find something to keep his beer cold. And when he did, he was like, well, let's see if this works in the house. And they said that there was always like snow or accounts, not they say, but there's accounts of like all the frost on the pipes. Aww. And they said it was like cold in the house. So yeah, first AC. So
and they were like, this
thank
is
you
how
Robert
do it.
Portner for yeah. that alone.
Oh. We'll go through this really quick. What's going on with those drones?
I don't know.
Like all up and down the East Coast.
Do you think they're coming out of the water? Or they're like out in the water?
I don't want to think anything. Zach Murphy and I, we were messaging about it the other day because he was stationed, I guess, somewhere in like New Jersey or something. And he was like, I don't know. And either way, he like whatever he was typing, he did like a typo, but the typo was like funnier than like whatever we're talking about. But I'm like, what is?
I don't know what it is. I like to scream out.
For her. Never mind.
I like to scream out into the sky that if there are any drones to come find me. And aliens. I like to scream out into darkness,
too. I mean, like, I saw them, they're like, oh, like, down in, like, big cities, but then
there's
like a bunch
of them. Well, it seems like everybody's caring except for the higher-ups.
Right.
And that's a weird... But then there's talk that maybe it's, like, government work, like, secret agent man stuff.
I'm just gonna... But, like, I would imagine that, like, a government secret drone, you would not even see. Like, you would not even know it was
there. Good point.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like... And
well,
like
if you have a drone, come find us.
Yeah.
They look for intelligent life. Really? If something came crashing down or if the lights went off, I would die.
So what we're going to do, we'll do another question.
Yeah, because they're fun.
Yes. But so here's how we're going to do
it. That was John.
Oh,
that was John.
That scared the shit out of me, honestly. I was
that
just
wasn't
like,
Nana this time.
Oh, Nana.
That was a nice visit from her.
What we'll do is we'll take a call.
Oh, shit.
If the...
I spilled all... Oh, no. I'm done with those names. Okay. The question.
If the caller gets the answer wrong,
mm-hmm.
then the first person on the chat to get it right gets the gift. How's that?
I'm very sorry that I did not make that clear to everybody.
That's what
I
we're
made
doing.
It clear to you guys earlier. But you know what? Screw it. This is our show. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah. Who do we have anyone on the line?
We do, but they're holding their camera the wrong direction, so they're going to come in sideways, but I'll patch them in.
Ooh. Okay, that's fine. I want to see them sideways.
Now that you're upside down completely.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Oh,
turn a little more. There you go. Perfect. All right, we'll put her in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lori! Hi, Lori! We talked about Lori last episode, and she does the, what are the dog, what is the, cane? What is it? Why can't I think of your dog thing, Lori?
What? Oh, I do. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Manassas therapy dogs.
Manassas therapy dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Brain fart. Okay. Lori, pick a number.
Yes. Two.
Two.
Two. I can get first that. Two. I'll unplug.
She's got two. All right.
Two. All right.
Am I reading the question?
Yeah. Yeah. You take
okay.
it.
Okay. Oh, Lori, I hope you like history.
Oh boy.
What? Which president visited our sweet little town during the Peace Jubilee?
Here's a hint: in 1911.
Here's a hint. It was a long time ago.
What president visited Manassas? He went through great efforts to get here. And he visited Manassas.
Took him like 8 hours to get from D.C. to here.
Yeah, lots of streams
what
that he couldn't cross.
What president visited our sweet little town during the Peace Jubilee?
Peace Jubilee. Before my time, 1911.
Mm-hmm. Take a guess.
Just throw something.
Grover Cleveland.
Rats.
You're wrong.
Anybody?
You're wrong.
I know.
No.
For the record, that's my least favorite president, too.
But also,
Grover Cleveland.
Great guess.
So whoever's the first to answer on the comments wins.
Or
Lori, thank you so much for
Mike. Oh, it's Mike from Montana, right?
I think so.
Mike from Montana, is that you?
Oh, yep, Mike from Montana. I think that is Sanzada.
Oh my
Lori,
God.
Thank you for calling in. I love you.
Wait. We love you, Lori. Now, what
he said yes.
But what did Mike win?
I don't know.
Because if it's a local present.
We might have to sub out your gift with something else, Mike. Oh! Tony's New York Pizza. Which I'm sure you have a Tony's in Missouri.
It's Montana. But it ain't the same one. So
let us know what you would like to do with this gift card.
Because you can only use it here.
Give Lady on Me before the prize, Lori! Mike in Montana. Montana?
Yes, Montana.
I don't know why I can't remember that.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, so you have a $50 gift card to Tony's.
That could not have worked
Thank
out
Thank you.
Yes, you can go visit our favorite Maria.
Order number 48.
Number 45. That is the spirit of giving from Whitefish, Montana.
Mike, we love you,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We love him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
That's awesome.
All right. What else do we... I've lost my...
I know. Oh, so Battle Street Beast. Was that one of those dogs?
I think it was the dog in the back of her video.
Battle Street Bistro.
He was excited about Tony's.
I'm excited about Tony's. Yeah.
Shoot.
They're doing
Battle Street Bistro.
Kids from
right here.
Yeah, it was kids from Osborne. I think we're proud to support Isabella Hoover's school project. Everyone deserves to feel pretty. Until January 10th, Battle Street Bistro is collecting makeup, feminine hygiene products, razors, skincare, and more to benefit local women in need at homeless shelters.
Fantastic.
Drop off your donations at our donation box or other various businesses throughout town to help make someone's day a little brighter.
But there is definitely one at Battle Street Bistro, and they have a whole collection of holiday cocktails. I love that their menu varies. They make changes a lot. So.
I heard it's like really Christmassy in there right now. I have not been.
I'm going to tell you what the cutest Christmassy spot right now, like a super cute Instagram-worthy spot. Carmelo's. They have the lights outside.
Oh my gosh,
it's so cute. Did you walk by with me the other day? I took a picture.
Haley, did you see? She's trying to shrink into the couch. But yes, everyone deserves to feel pretty until January 10th. Mm-hmm. So,
Mom to update. We skipped that because I had it written down here.
Oh God.
Mom to not to bring it down at the Christmas party, but they did update his charges.
Like the day before his trial was supposed to start. They said, we have new charges on him, so we're going to push back. And everybody was like, what the hell? And then...
Yeah, then they found blood. They found blood and DNA evidence on the saw.
On a power saw. In, like, the vents of the power saw. Like, he had washed it off, but forgot about them vents. But, like, then they matched some of that blood
that
with, like,
horrific.
Her hairbrush. It is horrific. But you know what? Like... God rest her soul, but at least they found
Merry Christmas
enough.
That they're going to get this dude.
Fry him.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki, geez. Capital punishment. Just forget that part.
Fry him.
We do not reflect the Salisbury Center or Wild Sound Network with the fact that I just said that. What were we going to say, John?
Nope, she already got the disclaimer in. I have Breezy on next.
Okay. Oh, there's
here comes Breezy
Louise.
Oh my God,
Breezy and Mikey!
Look at our
it's working.
Friend.
Do you just not have good Wi-Fi, Breezy?
We have the best Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He works for Google. He's working for Google. They absolutely do.
Oh, look at our friends. Good.
All right, listen. You got to pick a number 8, 1, 7, 5, 3, 9, or 4.
You can see what they are.
Oh, I love the number 8.
Okay,
that's me.
It's right over there.
Okay.
Is it your turn to ask?
It's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, I'll hold this.
All right, Breezy.
We're going to lose.
Come on, guys.
God, I hope it's a good one.
This is a good one.
There's one. Hi, Stephanie. There's one particular question that I pray to God that it is. Pray to God. Hang on. Ask her.
Jesus. What American rock supergroup was formed by Stephen Stills and released two albums before they disbanded after only 2 years, 1971 to 1973? What's the name of the band? It's the same as the name on the cover.
On the cover of the album.
Of the men standing in front of the train station.
Oh my God, they post that in the 1970. Facebook all the time.
And the name of the band.
One.
Name of the band.
Is the same as the name
nobody
of the
on
album.
Live. Nobody on live say it.
I don't know it.
Oh my
take
God.
A while. Like,
take I'm a failure. Train anything. Station.
Why is it? Why? No, wait. Why is it always posted in that group?
What? What?
Always posted because it's in Manassas.
Because the name of the band is
called Manassas?
Yes!
Wait, really?
Yes! Manassas.
You answered it. You answered it.
That's hilarious. Right here. And they were a rock supergroup formed by Stephen Stills.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, who then went on to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Well, not went on, but is part of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. What
and
did you win?
And you're going to be happy you held on for this because this is $25 to Manassas Clay.
And this adorable Christmas tree. This that lit up Christmas tree
has
is
a
yours.
Tea light.
And there's a t-shirt. Haley, where's the t-shirt?
Handmade. And it's
OMG.
And yeah. You get a Roar Variety Store t-shirt.
Can you see?
I love Tip Roar.
We wore that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she wore. Yeah. I wore my J.E. Rice. This
That's
is
right.
for you, Breeze.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yay, good job, Breezy.
Yes. Woo!
I needed that one.
Stay on. Yay.
If you keep listening or tune back in, you'll see which question I really wish you got.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, gosh. That's I think fun. I know which one you're talking about now.
Do.
Okay.
Do we have anyone else on the line?
How many more questions do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we still have a lot of questions. Yeah. Let's do another question.
Who else? Anybody?
No, we don't have anybody.
We do. I got awkward. A, I believe a Lori, but her camera and mic is not on.
We
no, sorry, Layden. I got a Layden.
Oh, yeah. That's Jennifer.
So, Layden, if you could turn your mic and camera on.
Or just anything, Jennifer. Bonus points if you have Mabel with you. Yeah, I have. Let me see. We have questions. We have prizes left. Did we want to do any of the dares or any of the other things we discussed?
Who's going to make us laugh first?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that.
Okay.
After this.
All right. Yeah. I'm leaving that to you.
So, yeah, what we're going to do after this is in the chat, whoever makes us, we're going to go 3, 2, 1. And whoever says something that makes us laugh first, then you win one of the boxes.
Which is not very hard because I laugh very easily.
No, we're going to be very stone faced. We're going to start out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is she coming through?
I got people in there, but the people in there don't have their cameras on. So,
guys,
do you have anybody?
Well, if you don't have your camera on, that's okay. But can we talk to him?
Can we talk to him?
I don't even see audio for him.
Oh.
Guys.
I'm going to say hi to Tim Trant because he thought I unfriended him. But you are my friend, Tim Trant. I love you.
I have Layden on right now. So, Layden, if their mic comes on, we can keep him. If not, we'll go to the next person who'll be Mady Whitesell.
Mady! Oh. Okay.
Layden just left. So, we're going to go to Mady.
Okay, Mady.
Turn your mic on.
Mady, where you at, girl?
Hi.
There.
Mady. Oh, look at it. Look at her. Look at her penguins. I love it. Her puffs. Her puffins.
Yeah.
Mady, pick a number.
Okay,
we have
so
497153.
Seven.
Can you reach it?
Yes.
All right.
Seven. All right.
Give it to me.
And then I'm going to really
come on,
Mady. These up. Okay. Oh, Christ.
I love you, Tom.
Ah, Mady. What year did Sinistral open?
Oh, Sinistral.
Got to think. They just had an anniversary party.
They just had.
And what does the front Sinistral. Of that box say? What does the front of this box say?
Oh.
Who's
7 years ago?
Yeah!
Yes! Yes! 2017! 2017.
That was a good coincidence.
I know. Yeah. I mean, gosh.
It was 2017. Yeah, but it was 7 years ago, right?
Matey, yeah. You won something super awesome.
Oh, no. What is it?
Julie Richardson. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. This is like the
Lightworks.
We got it today.
Lightworks. Julie Richardson donated a $200 gift certificate or a Reiki session.
So you can use
Did
it
I say
towards,
that right? Reiki?
Yes, you can use okay. it towards a Reiki session. You can use it towards
Lightworks right on West Street.
Medium reading. She does medium readings, tarot card. And then today we were talking, I knew she did this, but they do pet readings. She does pet readings.
Wow. All right.
But yeah. Julie, Stacy, and Natasha, they're my neighbors.
They're on West
they
Street now.
They are the nicest, funniest group of women. I loved Andy and Sarah when they were my neighbors, but I have to say I love my three.
This is like the most like unique and special giveaway that we have. And I'm so glad that you got it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to love
you.
It.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Her.
Yeah. Congratulations,
congratulations.
Maddie.
Thank you so much, ladies.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yay. Lucky her.
Yay.
That's the best. Woo. Did you want to do the make us laugh thing now?
I have.
Yes.
Oh.
I have Sarah Huntsman.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
She's on a work trip. Let me see her.
Yes, my queen.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her hair.
I know. I did that just so we're clear. Nikki,
that is looking super nice.
Like we just did it the other day. She's on a work trip right now.
I love it. Where are you, Sarah?
I'm in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh,
can't
is it cold
see you
there?
Guys.
You can't see us?
Can't see us?
I
mean, you're missing
twice.
Beautiful.
Oh, there we go.
I look thin.
Okay. No.
I look thin, just so you know.
Yeah. We look super thin today.
All right, pick a
it
number.
It is not cold here.
One, five, three, four, or nine?
One.
I'll get it. Can you reach it? I'll get it. I'll unplug.
I got it!
Okay. Get away! Stone is cool.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you give me
Now
this.
I can't unplug back in. Okay. Oh. All right. Okay, Sarah.
Uh-oh. I'm nervous.
Let's do this. Like you should be.
I hope she gets the one.
Oh, what famous catchy song off the similarly named Grammy Award nominated album was filmed around Old Town Manassas in the train station? You know this song, Sarah. You know this song. The video was filmed in Manassas. Might have been like 1987.
I have a horrible song.
I mean, we're not the greatest hummers either, so.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not following what you're
Courtney
saying.
Hummett.
I don't know the song either.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Haley sure as hell doesn't. She doesn't know what's going on. She's like, no jokes.
Free Fallen.
No.
Good song, though.
It's not.
All right, oh, Michelle
Duval Childs.
She took it.
Oh, dang it.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
We miss you.
Your hair looks amazing. Oh, Michelle got it. Back in the high life again. Steve Winwood. The album was nominated for a Grammy Award in 1988. Like the whole album. I don't know what else was on there. I mean, I really only know that
was two
song. It had a B-side, Night Train instrumental. Is that Night Train? No, that's like Bob Seger or something. What am I thinking? Night Moves?
Night Moves.
Yeah, that's not
I
Night Train.
I love Bob Seger.
I love Bob Seger. Oh,
that's nothing to do with
so,
it.
So, Michelle,
phone, Jesus Christ.
Childs. You won
Voodoo Brothers.
Voodoo Brothers is a gift.
This is a
gift card for $75. And Michelle, are you over 21?
Are you over 21?
A 6-pack of Christmas ale.
Yum.
And Voodoo.
God.
Breezy, I just broke your gift. Oh, let's wrap it up. Voodoo Brothers hot sauce, which I can 100% guarantee that I cannot consume this. I am not a spicy girl. We actually went to Voodoo Brothers that night and had, I love their sweet tea chicken. What are you looking for?
Yes.
Oh, we had their sweet.
She said way over.
Oh, Michelle. Look, Bree said, Don't Break My Shit. I'm sorry. I got a little spazzy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they the sweet tea brine chicken is bonkers good. And it comes on a bed of collard greens, which I'm not a huge fan of. But they're so good. But they're spicy and they burn my mouth. And it's like I punish myself. Can you hear me? I can't hear me. Can you hear me? Okay. I can't hear myself.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Simone, can you hear me though?
I can hear you now. Okay.
Cool.
That's done. All right, Michelle. We'll be in contact. Oh, look who's on, Aunt Kathy.
She says, hey, Moon. And Nady says, yay for Michelle. Everyone's friends. I love it.
Okay. What else do we have? I want to give a shout out to Shay Hopkins. She is a Nova local, and she wrote this adorable book that I'm trying to get to without screwing up the
Don't mess with the cane.
She wrote this adorable book. Shay Hopkins is, her sister-in-law, Emily, and Matt lived across from us in Jeremy's house for some time. Sam. And we loved them. We've lucked out with good neighbors in that house. But Shay is Emily's sister-in-law. Her dad is Mel Hopkins. You know Mel Hopkins from Facebook. You know Mel Hopkins from his comments. But Shay wrote this book, and it's so adorable, Christmas Crash, about them trying to decorate the tree, and the tree falls over, and, you know, they're making up for it. But it's just a really cute book.
That's adorable.
This is by a Manassas native. I ordered mine on Amazon. I mean, you can get anything from Amazon.
Yeah.
So check out this book, Christmas
Crash
by Shay Hopkins.
That's awesome.
Northern Virginia local.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really quick. Just Salisbury Center has got some events this weekend. Friday night, they have comedy. And then Saturday night, there's a metal show. The metal show starts at like 4. But the comedy that they have here is always stellar. So that's Friday night. Just wanted to throw that out there while we were still.
Awesome.
Do we have any callers? No hooks on the line?
No one new at the moment.
All right.
We can circle back. I got people on Zoom we would have gone to.
1, 2, 3, 4 people. We still have...
Breezy says, another Manassas native wrote a Thanksgiving book as well. I ordered on...
let us know.
I ordered it on Amazing for my nephew. Typo.
Let us know, Breezy, what it is so we can talk about it.
So what did you say about Zoom, John?
I still have people hanging out in the Zoom lobby so we can go. Actually, we just got someone new, Kathleen Sailors.
Yes!
Kathleen, if you want to turn on your mic and camera.
Yes, I can't hear myself. My thing is jacked up.
The jack is jacked up.
My jack is jacked up. So I just have to keep touching it. Kathy, where are you at?
Wait.
Turn your video on.
Hear myself.
Wait, how do we?
Jacked up.
Why is it?
My jack is jacked up. So I just have to.
Who is that? Oh my gosh.
That's my daughter. Kathy. Neither one of them can win.
Piper got into Coastal Carolina. Why not? Right?
Those are my babies, Esme and Piper.
Oh.
Why can't I win?
This is everybody. Look at John.
I'm off camera.
Neither one of them.
Hi. Look, that's my best friend, Kathy. And then my daughter, Piper, and my niece, Esme. Oh, I love it. It's like a Christmas card. Yes, I can hear myself. Okay. All right, Kathy, pick a number.
I love the house.
That's my best friend, Kathy. And then
turn your thing down.
Oh, I love Kathy. It. It's like a card. Yes, I can.
5349.
Best friend Kathy. Turn your thing down. Oh, I love it.
Why did you think you were just going to? Do you have the show on, Piper? Turn it down if you have the show on.
5349.
Okay. Number 4.
There we go.
All right,
Kathy, are you listening?
Yes.
Kathy's trying to not cough.
Ma'am. Okay. What historic war? This is pretty slam dunk. Historic war had not one but 2 battles in Manassas?
What war?
Which war? Which historic war?
Piper? What war took place in Manassas? Simple as that.
Battle of Manassas.
What war?
No.
What war?
Oh my God. I am calling Seton if you do not answer this.
Civil War.
Yes!
I got that.
Esme guesses.
Is this it? Was it number four?
What did you get?
Esme won $70 to Semifreddo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Italian food.
If you don't want it, I'll take it.
Oh, man. Crab ravioli. So good.
Their prosciutto di Parma.
Here you go, guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Good job, guys. Nice Thank you for calling in. We love you.
Piper,
you
I'm going so directly to Miss Carroll tomorrow, and we're having a conversation about the wars and what they're not teaching there at Seton. No offense, Seton.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
What did I do with that?
Yeah. What are you? Oh, okay.
Okay. I want to do it. In the, what was this lady's name? I didn't
write this down. Mike Senzata said the Vietnam War.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I want to do a thing where we count down, and then the first person in the, this is Kathy or Esme, the first person in the comments to make us laugh wins their choice of.
And this is going to be a stretch for me.
Listen, you got to be cool.
I know. I can't play it cool ever. I'm just giggly.
You're telling Courtney to be cool.
I know. We should make it like make Courtney laugh.
Oh, no, because she'll be like awkwardly like, like really quick. Like,
that's it.
Oh, my God. Okay, if anyone's interested, is there anyone that wants to play that game?
Aw, no? Look, Sarah and her Sophie are watching.
Aw.
I love it.
Nice,
I love it.
Nice looking dog.
I don't know what any of that means.
Did
anyway,
I see Ellen in the studio?
You
Mike,
sure did,
my
Mike. You sure
and
did.
Yes, she looks like Ellen and Lori Petty. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Lori yeah. Petty. I see yeah. it. Yeah. Oh, I love you, Courtney.
Yeah. No, don't worry. She's never gotten that before. Just kidding, Mike from Whitefish. We love you. All right. Well, you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, so we're going to count down, and the first person in the comments and says something makes us laugh, then they get to choose between 5, 3, or 9.
5, 3, or
so
9.
So yeah. Count down. So
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. It's on.
I'll set a timer for like a minute.
It's on.
Hang on.
I am excited to go to a musical. I bought tickets to a musical locally.
What is it?
It's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever Musical at the Vent Hill Theater.
Yeah.
It's the Hope Theater at Vent Hill. And I am like super excited for that. I wanted something different. I can't take another Nutcracker. I can't take, you know, I want something different. And this is put on by my friend Matt Moore, has a lot of friends that I recognize. This is so hard not to look at the screen
you
because I
it.
Know.
You have to look at it.
I mean, y'all are boring. Come on. Let me see it. There's just a lot of silence. This is going to really suck for the audio listeners.
Well, the pageant you're talking about, I saw that. Oh, the timer's off. Let's see.
Okay.
I didn't get any giggles. Is there anybody on the phone?
We're just going to keep it open.
No.
We're going to keep it open until we find someone that we deem.
I don't know if we can see them in this chat, Breeze.
Deem it.
Yeah, no, we can't see them.
Oh, how stupid of me. I grabbed the wrong page out of the paper. It was about I thought it was about the. Oh, but then I find a picture.
You have to read these jokes.
Okay.
I mean, Kathy's got me for sure.
Oh, I didn't even read. Dude, can you scroll it up? I can't see it.
Yeah, I can't.
Did you hear about the first restaurant to open on the moon? What is
it? It said it had great food but no atmosphere.
Oh. That doesn't count. She already won.
You can't win twice.
Look at the text I sent you earlier.
Ali Forkel. Look at the so Jennifer Clark Layden.
I know, I'm trying to find
look
out
at the text
out.
I sent. Ali Forkel. How do you have someone who has
ooh, Jennifer. Wouldn't that have been
lost
sweet?
Lost their Christmas spirit, nurse them back to Elf. Adorable. It's cute. Anyway, dead air.
I know, that fell flat. Way to go with your idea.
I know, it was really stupid. I even said it to like Chris. He's like, I love that idea. He's not here.
Let's skip to, do we have anybody for a question?
No. Awkward.
I know. Courtney's going to call me like, my name's Bortney Kurz, and I'm ready to answer a question.
Rich Bennington, where are you at?
Courtney, do you want to answer a question?
Well, because we have an extra.
You already read all of them to me.
So. Oh, I did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
Never mind.
Do we want to say hi to our friend?
We can do those.
Yeah. We want to say hi to our dear friend, John Philippone, Facebook Daddy, FBD, lost his father. It's very sad. It's very heartbreaking.
Very suddenly. I did message him. I did go ahead and do it.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I was so nervous. And I was like, John, like, is it cool?
We love him. He lost his dad. He's been writing these incredible posts.
Yeah.
And his dad seemed like a really amazing person.
His dad, in his one post, and here it is now, and I want to read just part of it, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we love you, John Philippone. And, you know, tomorrow is his birthday. So if you know this guy or you have access to him on, like, Facebook, send him
amazing.
Some love. Or just send it with your head or your heart or whatever. Because, like, he does so much for other people through Western Prince William Chatter. And then,
through,
like,
Piedmont Tarinato. Just an incredible
person. Or just going down the road.
Person.
You know what I mean? So he says, I'll probably do this again later when I'm not so messed up. And that just rips the hole in my chest.
Because John is a really big, burly, yeah.
Nothing hurts him. Do you
he's
know what
gonna.
I mean? My father died this morning. I got a call from Life Alert last night that he had contacted them. Basically, he says he called 911. They transported him, and they were like, "Hey, we've got him stable." So he's like, "Cool." Goes back to sleep. 7 a.m. He got a call saying that he had not been doing as well, and they were trying to help him. He's like, I was shocked. I went right there. He was still alive. He got to say goodbye, even though I don't know if he heard me.
He
and
did.
This is, and he did.
He did 100%.
And he's with you now. But this is I loved. He was the smartest person I've ever met. A Marine, an engineer, a boxer, a baseball player, a guitarist, a member of Mensa.
A member of Mensa.
He proudly supported his
like
license
us.
Plates when he was still driving that said, "Oh, Mensa." He was my first baseball coach. He was my first soccer coach. There wasn't a question I could ask him that he couldn't answer. He watched Jeopardy every day of his life and would always wonder how they could ever miss a question.
Those dummies.
He was a great guy to have a drink with. He could shoot pool like a shark. He loved crossword puzzles and would do 50 of them every day.
That is nuts.
But and we just love you so much, John.
We love you so much, John. We're
like,
sending out
life,
so much love.
You know,
I went to another funeral today for my dad's best friend, Teal Queen. If anybody's out there that knew Teal of Noakesville, he flew for Colgan Air. I mean, just
badass.
A true Southern gentleman. Mm-hmm. And we said goodbye to him, and Dad spoke at the funeral. It was very, very, very touching. I mean, just an incredible person. So
don't think I could have handled that.
No, it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard.
So not to.
Yeah.
Bring it down. Yeah. But we did want to talk about that because we just love John so, 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 so much. And he at the end, he says, I love you and I'm going to miss the hell out of you. And it's like, I just love
you never him. Know what tomorrow holds.
I know. And like, it's Christmas and his birthday. Yeah. But you got this right here.
Big time. Love you, John.
This
love
right
you,
here.
Facebook Daddy.
Yeah. We love
him. Watch out.
Breezy's thing.
Yeah, we've already knocked it over once. I don't know how
whenever
sturdy
like a
it
sad,
is.
I always try to be like, I'm going to make you laugh and everything's okay. You know?
Yeah. Tone it down.
Shut up, Nikki. Well, let's give away another gift.
I got another person on Zoom.
Who's
it's
that?
My spouse.
So, yes! Tracy! Yeah. Oh, I love it!
There she is!
What's up, girl? How you
How
feeling?
You I'm hanging in there.
How's that ankle doing?
It's feeling better now that the bone is not sticking out.
Tracy, did John tell you that I fell down the stairs last episode after we left? I fell down the stairs with like our plants and all the shit that I schlepped back and forth for the show.
Well, she was also wearing a mink.
And
oh my
I fell
goodness.
In my mink coat down the stairs and nobody said, are you okay? The first question out of anybody's mouth was, is your bone in your body?
Oh, well, I'm
if
assuming
is,
you
walk
were
it off.
Okay.
You're and if it is, then just brush it off and get a moving. Tracy, pick a number.
I don't, what's left?
9, 5, and 3.
Three.
All right. No cheating, John. Three right behind you.
I am not gonna know these.
You might.
I don't know. The last one I just heard you guys talk about. I'm like,
You might.
Maybe.
Oh, you might not.
This is hard. All right.
Hold on.
This is a...
What year was Manassas City separated from Prince William County and incorporated into an independent city?
Oh my goodness. Who came up with these questions? Sean?
We both did.
Yeah.
Oh. John doesn't know the answer to that one.
It's got to be like in the 70s.
Yes.
So I really have no idea.
She's Googling.
I'm not because I feel like if I get out, the camera will go away.
There's a band with the same name.
That doesn't help me, guys. No.
It's...
Sorry. 1975, because my lucky number.
Yes! Yeah, you're right! 1975!
All right.
You won. What did she win?
Flower Gallery.
Oh, good.
Flower Gallery. $50 to Flower Gallery. And no lizard in your greenery.
Yeah. No lizard.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
There's definitely not a no lizard guarantee.
Yeah.
A lizard? Hopefully no lizard.
Yeah, there was a lizard a couple weeks or 2 weeks ago, but I took care of it.
I've had people have frogs during their greenery. Lizard? No.
It was a pine lizard.
That freaked me out.
Lived in my
pocket. Well, you guys look so festive. I love all the festive.
Isn't it cute?
Thanks,
it's
Tracy.
Very cute.
Happy holidays. Thank you for sharing.
Thank
John
you for your,
with
your
us
care
of JJDJ Entertainment.
Yes.
I never seen him.
Was Lizard from Flower Gallery? Or?
We were making flower arrangements. The Garden Club, it was like an event.
Okay.
So we were making these beautiful centerpieces. And when Carol, not my best friend Carol, but our president Carol, was taking a hunk of boxwood greenery cuttings out of the box, there was just a stowaway. And he was like frozen to it. Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't even alive?
He was alive, but he was like hibernating.
Good to know she's been watching the whole episode.
I should have taken him outside while he was still cold.
Did you talk about this on the show last time?
We literally just talked about it like 5 minutes ago.
I've had a lot going on back here. I missed that whole thing. I did not hear that whole story. Sorry.
The mouse crawled up my pants. Did you hear
this episode? We talked about this.
He doesn't give a
You talked about this. This episode.
JJDJ Entertainment doesn't care about you. Yes,
it does. He does. It's just the big things.
But when he's back there, like, he's fielding phone calls.
Yeah,
and
he's got a lot. We've multitasked him to the max today.
Yeah.
We did.
Julie Richardson, she's like, get back to work. Yeah. she texts me something wonderful that I'm going to tell you off here.
Aww. Okay. So we have, let's see, we've been on for an hour, which we're at my max. So we have two more questions. We need more
We have two. We
callers.
Need two callers.
Don't be shy, people, because the easiest question.
I have a new one.
Yeah.
Carlix Lee just joined.
Oh my God,
so Carlix, if you could turn on your camera and mic.
Boyfriend.
Kiss.
He's on. His Carlix, I've spoken about him before. His parents own Eggs and Sushi out in Springfield. So yummy.
Yum.
Hi, Katie.
Erica Wright Maloof, what's the Zoom link?
It's somewhere in the comments because he's posted
it
a couple of times.
I'll post it again for her, but Carlix, you're on if you can turn your camera on.
Erica, call the number.
I think he's like doing something.
Oh.
Well, Erica and all
he might be driving. If he's driving, I think we're okay not doing
it. Are you pulled over? You need to pull over.
No, he's definitely driving. So we're not going to. We'll just go to audio only just to avoid this.
Yes, audio. All right, Carlix, pick a number, 5 or 9.
Give me 5.
Where's 5? Okay. Is that you or me? I forgot. Pick a question.
God,
I hope it's the easy one.
Oh, please, God.
Although he still might not even know it.
Oh, my God.
You said he got 5 on it?
Uh-huh.
Carlix, son.
All right. What is it?
What body part was made famous by the Bobbitts in June of 1993?
What body part of all body parts?
Okay. What body part was made famous by the Bobbitts in June 1993? Use not the word. Use a more creative word, but not a gross word.
What body part was made famous?
Is he frozen? He froze him.
In 1993,
June of 1993. 15 or 20 years before he was born.
Where's the body part made famous?
Uh-huh.
What body part was made famous by the Bobbitts?
Bree said.
That is 100% the question.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
What'd you say, Carlix?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, he doesn't know.
I don't even know. All right.
Haley's so disappointed. We have an answer.
Sarah La Rochelle.
Sorry, Carlix. Wah, wah. Penis. 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 What was the answer? This is a good one. You get a $50 gift card to Calico Jack's. I think it's 50. Maybe it's 25. What is it? I wrote it down.
Oh, I'm trying to write down her name.
I know. $50.
So, I don't know if you're seeing the chats, but the people's other words they're choosing are hilarious.
Pickle. Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy. Big bite.
Literally chop chop.
$50 gift card, and you get one of these awesome bags by Valerie. It's
a great bag.
We love, love our bags. So Sarah, you get this.
And you get to tell your friends that you won this great prize by typing out penis, like really quickly.
How do you say her last name? Axner. Axner. Axner.
Axen.
Make sure you reach out to us so we can get you your prize, Sarah. Thank you for participating.
Yes.
You'll love Calico Jack's. I've been in there a lot recently.
How many prizes do we have left?
One.
One left. So the Zoom chat is going in the Zoom link is going in the chat. Last chance.
Sausage. Last chance. Win a prize.
Carolyn Blevins.
Come on. Step up. Step up. So we can end this.
We need a call.
We need a call. I'm trying to make sure we talked about everything. Jeff Pickard, I hope that you are doing well. And I hope that you were watching because you would have known the answer.
I meant to say that earlier, but...
To all of these questions, I know it.
Have. And actually, it probably was better because otherwise he would have just won it all.
Yeah, he would have run away with everything.
Love you, Jeff.
We love you, Jeff and Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more prize.
Yeah, we did pretty much talk.
What are
about
you doing for Christmas? Are you around?
Hanging out with my lady.
Hanging out with
I am around. And
baby,
last Christmas Eve we crashed your
house. That was
so much fun.
We laughed so hard.
Christmas Eve, we always do the same. I've had a tradition for about 10 or 11 years with Becky, maybe minus 1 year or two, that we meet up at Monza or somewhere, and like it's herself, her husband, and their daughter, and we have the best time. And I have videos of her, like, now almost 19-year-old daughter, like, singing Christmas songs with bad words in them. And so it's just something to do. And then when Courtney and I got together, like, you know, she's joined in, and like different family members will come every year. So
welcome to the family.
I know. And then, but it's also like, we're already kind of in the family because of how we met, which is great.
Which is, it is true.
But, yeah, we just have a great time, and then we'll come by your house after
okay,
that.
Okay, sounds good. You know? Christmas Eve.
Who do we got?
I got another person.
All right, final
Nicole
present.
Martin.
Nicole Martin.
Yes. I love it. All right.
Well, this
Nicole,
is
you get to pick number 9.
That's it.
That's it.
Ready? So there's one question. Hi.
Hi, beautiful.
She's mine.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Here.
There you go. Let's see.
All right. What festival? What very, very, very important, amazing festival no longer exists in Manassas, but Nikki and Simone are obsessed with it and refuse to let it die. Hi, Erna. What festival can we not stop talking about every episode? I think it's perfect we end on this. Take a guess. Any festival, Nicole. Any possible thing you can think of. It's really in right now.
she's not a old town girl, so she might not even know about this one. But if you've seen us on here before, like we've talked about this one festival we wish would come back.
We have another caller in queue. She doesn't get it.
Do you give up, Nicole, even though you love us?
We thank you for calling in, Nicole. All right. Who's next?
We got Parker calling.
Let's go.
Let's hear it, Parker. What is it? What festival no longer exists in Manassas, but Nikki and Simone are obsessed with it and refuse to let it die? Anything. Name anything.
What festival?
Gosh, that's so cool.
If not, yeah, then it's Michelle. Oh, so yes, off your phone,
say it
really.
Again.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
No longer exists in Manassas, but Nikki and Simone are obsessed with it and refuse to let it die.
Love you, Dave. Love you, Dave Lemmy. Thank you. Courtney's wearing matching ones.
Is this a New Year's Eve festival?
No, you are wrong. Thank you for calling in, Parker. Michelle Hudson was the first one to guess it.
Michelle Hudson.
Did she already win?
Did you already win, Michelle? Or Michelle?
She got it wrong. It was something. I don't know what it was. I don't think she won.
We need to figure
so
this
then
out.
If she didn't win,
Michelle Hudson.
The person who had it in first was Michelle. Let me scroll back up in the chat.
I think Michelle
here.
Hudson.
And you haven't won anything.
Michelle
yet,
Hudson
Michelle, right?
was first. And if right. Michelle's not qualified for it, then it's Jennifer Clark Layden.
Well, I think
and then Mady.
Oh,
White
she did. Zone. She got the AC wrong. The what was that? I don't know what it was. But Annaberg Manor. She got Annaberg Manor wrong. So Michelle, you won.
It's a good one. It's a $100 Manassas gift certificate.
To spend anywhere
to spend
on the 33 listed.
All these listed.
Yeah.
Centrifuge, Dabbled, Echoes, Manassas Museum.
Which is a very good gift shop.
Filigree.
At the museum.
All these places. Congratulations.
Yay. And we're out of prizes.
That's it.
We're done. We survived. That wasn't too chaotic, was it?
I think it was wild as hell, but I really
thank you, everybody,
it.
For joining us.
Thank
that
you
was so much
for working
fun.
So hard on all of this, and Haley for not messing this up.
Yes. Haley and Courtney are awesome party people.
You can, yes, Breezy said you can use it at the Man Cave.
Yeah.
And Lori Stevenson, the festival is the Viking Festival.
Yes.
We mention it about every other episode.
Every episode we've mentioned it because we cannot let it go. We
How
will
do you
refuse
get the
gift to
card?
Let it die.
If you want to buy a gift card for a friend, you mean?
Then you buy it through Manassas. I'll post the link in our follow-up post. But it is at yifty.com, and it's a gift card that you can buy for all those locations in Manassas. And then, Lori, I'll make sure that I get with you to give you your gift, too, girl. Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah.
This was a good time.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thanks,
this
John.
This is great. This is a really fun show.
All right. God. Kick us out. We're already in our jammies.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We'll see you next year. We'll see you guys next year. It's time to go home. Ladies, get out of here. Thanks for watching.
Don't tell me twice.
Bye.
Woo!
This is WSN.